There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself, stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us.
A couple follow-up points as we get into this segment. Mike calls in and it's Tolmachaw is the name of that farm that we were trying to mention in Maricopa County.
Thank you for that.
That's and that one's in Glendale, so that's real easy to get to as well with the 101. Some other places, we have the Marana Pumpkin Patch, and of course the Sorita Pecan Festival coming up in November. We can't miss that one. The last one, and I think the Rooster Cogburn Ranch going south, the big ostrich farm.
Oh yeah,
they've got a lot more than ostrich there though. Deer, miniature donkeys, goats, ducks. Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. For tours. Now, I got punked really hard one time by Wasey. I used to host an annual wild game party, and all my buddies would come together and they'd bring whatever wild game we had gathered. We'd have Alina to eat, we'd have elk to eat, we'd have doves, quail, and it was just a mix. It was just kind of a community event. And Wasey's like, you should bring ostrich. Ostrich burgers are good, which they are. And he's like, and Rooster Cogburn sells them. So I drove down there with an ice chest, and I get there, and I'm like, I'm here to pick up the ostrich. He's like, we don't harvest our ostrich.
Oops.
I think I just got...
Did he set you up?
I got set up hard, and I fell for it. But you should have seen the look on their face when they're with my ice chest.
That's like, their pets, I guess.
Like, oh, sorry, okay. But we did have an interview lined up. However, Mr. Jim Atkins was a little preoccupied and had to reschedule for next week because he's working on one of his national conferences. But his company is called the Sustainable Poultry Network. He's been in the chicken raising and harvesting and breeding for 27 years, originally out of West Virginia. And he goes into some statistics about how in the 50s, there were 1.6 million farms producing 580 million broilers, the chickens we eat. Now, there's 27,000 farms. So we've shrunk the number of farms by over a million, but they're producing nearly 9 billion chickens.
So it's not quite the same for a chicken.
It's not the same for chicken, and their harvest day has gone from 4 months to 37 days. So it's not even what the meat should taste like. So he's trying to bring it back to, obviously these broilers, a lot of them are hybrid breeds. He's coming back to natural breeds. And
yeah, those other ones kind of creep me out.
Well, I won't go into the details because he is an extremely entertaining speaker. And has a very funny story. But he goes into what's called the broilers that the Cornish cross. Mm-hmm. He goes into how they were
developed or something.
Yeah,
like bred.
And what their purpose was for and everything. And he's just like, when you hear that, you're like, I'm not gonna put that in my mouth.
Mm.
But you can go to Sustainable Poultry Network, and if you're interested in raising your own as a hobby, or what they really try and do is bring back the number of farmers. He's trying to reverse the number from 27,000 farmers to back closer to what it was in the 50s.
So smaller farms,
smaller
less chickens.
And then providing for a smaller community, not trying to feed half of the Western United States with this one farm. And he talks about, we didn't get affected by it, but they had to kill millions of chickens in the Midwest this summer.
Yeah.
They got the bird flu in there, and I mean, they wiped out.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Millions of chickens. Thankfully, never got out here. The drier climate kept it from moving out west. And thankfully for chickens, it's not a long time to recover. If that had been cattle, that would have really hurt the food supply. But chickens, you can get them going pretty quick. Well, he's trying to bring it back to your local community. You know, just grow enough chickens for your neighborhood. Grow enough chickens for your town, your area. have multiple ones. So you're cutting down on your transportation time. If something gets diseased or you have to wipe out a flock, you know, you've got two or three in your area that you can rely on to rotate through. So it's a much more local, sustainable mindset that they're trying to redevelop. And they also have a lot of chicken breeders. So if you're looking for that, you can go on to the Sustainable Poultry Network, type in your zip code, find somebody that has these heirloom chicken breeds.
That's interesting.
You can get eggs from if you're looking for egg layers or if you're looking for broilers. Or if you're looking and you're an entrepreneur or you've got a little farm or a little homestead and you're trying to make money, you can sign up. You can follow their best practice procedures. And then you can get your homestead listed on their website as a way to help get your business, your own chicken business started.
You know, I have friends in Arcadia who do that. There's several families who get together. They raise the chickens. They get together and harvest them. It ends up being about the same as what you pay for them in the store. It's more work, of course, but it's healthy.
Well, and you have much more appreciation for food.
It makes you not waste as much if you have to work that hard for it, right?
I'll say that a chicken like that, it's like a fresh-grown tomato out of your own garden. It tastes a whole lot different than even the vine-ripened tomatoes that you buy at the grocery store. You eat a chicken raised in your own backyard, and you will redefine the flavor of chicken. I mean, it's incredible. Hey, while we've got the ear of all of you in Maricopa County in particular, and Yavapai County through Chasm and Sedona, I want to encourage y'all. If y'all have St. Vincent de Paul has recently joined the Rosie on the House community, and they've asked me to make sure y'all know all that they do for the community. And one great way for you to benefit St. Vincent de Paul is if you have a large appliance like a refrigerator or a large piece of furniture that has lived its useful life at your home and it's not destined for the dump, but it's destined for somebody else to use it. Donate those kind of items to St. Vincent de Paul. You know, you always hear about their food drive and their food bank. Hey, they're serving the community year round.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.